This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. It is always wonderful when we gather together to worship God in spirit and in truth. And we are affected by the Word of God as well. Today we're looking in Ephesians, the third chapter. We're going to highlight verse 17. Yesterday on the program I brought you verse 16, which said, I pray that from His glorious, unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. What a powerful word. And I believe that you were empowered with inner strength through His Spirit as you listened, as you worshipped, as you gathered. And I believe that is continuing now. But right after Paul says, I pray that from His glorious unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit, Paul then says this, then, entonces, in Spanish, then Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust in Him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Do you get that? Then, after all this, when Paul has been praying, when we have been praying that we would be empowered with inner strength through God's Spirit, then something else happens. Then something exciting is about to take place. Then, watch this, Christ will make His home in your hearts. Christ Himself will make His home in your hearts. He won't just be there as a lodger. It will be His home. That means He will reside there. That means He will never leave there. He will always be there. You know, I know that in my own life. Quite often I've been really angry with God. Quite often I've wanted to turn away, but I can never turn away. I can't turn away because I know that Christ has made His home in my heart. And this is the thing. He will do that as we trust in Him. And it's about trust. We come back to this word, trust. I bring a word on God's love. I bring a word on God's forgiveness. And we always come back to this same word, trust. Oftentimes, when I've been preaching in church, I can say to the audience, to the congregation, I can say to them, do you trust God? And their hands start going up all over the room, wherever we happen to be. All over the sanctuary, people's hands are raised. Yes, I trust God. Yes, I trust God. Yes, I trust God. So what are you praying for at the moment? What are you asking God for at this moment in time? And why are you trying to work it out for yourself? So we say to the Lord, this situation I can't deal with any longer, Lord. I give it to you. Here it is. The whole problem. the whole issue. I give it to you. It's finance, Lord. It's not having a job, Lord. It's all of this. I can't deal with it any longer. I've got no money. I've got no job. I don't know where to turn. I'm about to be evicted. Father, I give it all to you. And I trust you. And then what do? We try to work it out. I believe the Lord says, I've got this. And then we try to work it out. And then we start putting things in place. We start making phone calls. We start doing what we do. And we try and work it out. That's not trusting God. I'm going to give you a scenario, and I want you to think about this. I don't know what your relationship with your earthly father is or was, but just imagine your father is in a position to be able to financially help you in this situation. So you ring him and say, Dad, I've got a problem. I can't get over this one. I can't sort it out. I don't know what to do. And your father says, leave it with me. What do you then do? Do you pick up the phone and you start making other arrangements? Do you ask other people? What do you do? I'll tell you what you do. If you're like me, you leave it alone and you say, Dad's just said he's going to sort this out. So I leave it to you, Dad. It's all yours. Thank you so much for helping me. That's what we do. And why do we do that? Because we trust our earthly father. We trust in him. We trust that if he says he's going to do this, he's going to do it. Now, I'm talking about my relationship with my own father. You might have a completely different relationship. But if you don't want to think about your father, think about your best friend, that friend that will never let you down. You trust them. You have complete confidence in them. You know they're going to do it. Because they've said they're going to help you, you know they're going to help you. Yet you turn to your heavenly Father and you say to him, Lord, I have no job, I have no finance, I don't know what to do, I'm in real trouble here. And the Lord says to you, you are my child. I've got this. And your response is to say, thank you, Lord, and then go on making other arrangements. Why? Because you don't trust him. And that's the issue. And Paul is talking about this trust now. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts. Watch. As you trust in him. That's the key word. You have to give all your trust, all your confidence to Almighty God. And as you do that, and Christ makes his home in your heart, and you're trusting him, watch what happens. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. The rooting system that has been inbuilt in you by the Heavenly Father will begin to sprout, and strong roots will come from it. And your roots will grow down into God's love. And it will keep you strong. Because that is what God is promising you. And it's all about trust. And it's all about obedience. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. You must trust and obey. Trust. What does that word conjure up for you? A lot of times we have had our trust destroyed because we believed somebody and they've let us down. so trust goes. Perhaps your wife, perhaps your husband, has broken your trust, and therefore the trusting part now becomes really difficult. But take away everything that is earthly. Take away all the earthly circumstances, and now think about your Heavenly Father. Think about God Himself. Think about Jesus right now. Think about the Holy Spirit. When has the Holy Spirit, when has God, when has Jesus ever done anything to disappoint you? There has never been one time. You don't even need to say to me never, because I know the character of my Heavenly Father. Never has He let you down. In fact, Jesus says, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. Is that a lie? Of course not. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He will never allow your trust in Him to be broken in any way, shape, or form. It will never happen. And so therefore, beloved, you have no choice. Are you hearing me today? You have no choice but to trust in Him. And when you do trust in Him, God will make His home in your heart. And not only that, your roots, your very being will grow down into God's love. And what? And keep you strong. For it's when we are so weak, we come most vulnerable. When we are so weak, then Satan tries to take us out. The evil one comes and tries to take us out in our weakness. But the Bible tells me that when we are weak, he is strong. And he's never going to allow that to happen. And that is why we need our roots to grow down into God's love. Because that in itself gives us strength. And it all comes back to this one word, trust. 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 Then Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust in Him. There's a word there, as, a little contraction. That means as you are trusting Him in God, then God is making His home in your heart. He's putting all the furniture in. He's putting the settee in, so that he can be comfortable. He's making his home in your heart as you trust in him. And when you make that declaration, he's going to help you. That I know. And so therefore, we're going to make a declaration today on this Hour One Nugget. Whether you're listening on Worship Radio 247 Live, whether you're listening to the repeated program, or whether you're listening via podcasts at Podbean, makes no difference. Makes no difference at all. As you make that declaration, God is going to act. And it's a hard declaration to make, for you are telling the Almighty Father that you trust Him. It's not easy, this. Say these words with me now. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for all the things I've done wrong. I ask you in Jesus' name to forgive me and to make me brand new. Heavenly Father, I declare to you now, in Jesus' name, that I trust you and I will obey you now and always. In the mighty name of Jesus, Amen and amen.